Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Possibly.
Gentlemen, you are tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, bringing to you Impending Doom. really, message of freedom. I'm Impending Doom. Right here on RBN. Brought to you by TillBeTalk.com. Freedom of Speech Social Network. Get on it. Do your part. All right. Yes, I told myself I was not going to rant out the gate today, although there's so much stuff. There's stuff going on. Oh boy, I keep just thinking up plans, business plans. I mean, there's so much money to be made, so many opportunities to be made off of government corruption. There's so many ways we can actually turn a profit off of their mistakes. I'm coming up with ways. All it's going to take is just connecting with some people. And you guys know there's no one out there more than, well, than my particular group of people that connects more people to us than I do. So I'm just dying. I'm itching to get back to the States. Because when I get stateside, as soon as I touch my first tippy toe on the ground, it's a declaration of war on the corruption of the United States government. I'm not going to take any prisoners. I'm telling you that. But anyways, again, about to get into a rant here. Let's just go ahead and get into what we got for the show today. So, I do believe, oh yeah, we had one clip left over from yesterday that we didn't get to. So I think that's probably a good place to get started. So let's go with that.
Have to give me a minute. My computers are a little slow tonight.
A little laggy today?
Yeah, the last hour has not been good.
Oh, I understand. Wait. I had to refresh in my stuff today, as a matter of fact.
You want the view?
Yes.
View?
All right. Let's see how long
this takes. I just clicked it. Let's see how long it takes.
Classified material. Next year, Corvette. What were you thinking?
That's odd.
You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. So, I'm excited about it.
Well, it's totally normal, like people just randomly keeling over, that a vice president who can't declassify top secret documents has them in his garage, of course.
I think that what you just said is right, that there are differences in what happened.
Yes.
Now, this is after they found the first batch. The view's going to go to bat for Biden, of course, right? It's like Hillary Clinton. Oh, it's totally normal. People have a top secret server in their basement, and then they get rid of it, and nothing ever happens, right? And the view will vouch for Biden. I don't know how any person can watch the view unless you're a complete moron.
That's so not good.
Well, we all know that Trump is a liar and a thief. You know?
Biden's a good guy and clearly not a liar. That guy has told absolutely zero lies. But Trump's the bad guy, so breaking the law is okay. Like Hillary really, really was nice, so when she broke the law, it's like, well, we can't prosecute her. Come on now.
So it's not that big a jump to say that he obstructed and he lied.
Right.
We don't think that Biden is a liar and a thief, so
I don't know how you can not think Biden's not a liar. Thief part, I have no idea, but the liar part, he's a known serial liar. I remember he's top of his class. He was a truck driver. I mean, the list is endless. He got kicked out of a presidential campaign for plagiarizing a speech and lying about it.
Given the benefit of the doubt, that's probably what's going on.
Right. In 2018, Joe Biden addressed his access to classified information in an interview with me.
So you may ask, why 2018, right? What was going on there? Well, there are some comments about Ukraine, his son. Seemed kind of odd, right? You know, the whole operation, if you follow it. I don't care if you're hard D. You kind of want to know, right? You could have picked somebody different to run for president, but, you know, let's keep going.
This was in the context of Russia's interference in U.S. elections, and it was in that office, the Penn Biden Center.
That's where they found the first batch. The second batch was found in his garage in Delaware. And of course, it's in a locked garage, though. It's totally normal, right, that a vice president who can't declassify documents has documents, and they find him, of course, November, right? And I'll let you know later, and it's like, we found him. Like his lawyers are out running around over all his residences looking for documents. It's kind of odd.
I don't have access to classified information anymore. I don't get briefed every morning by the agency, as I did for 8 years.
You know what I think? I've never seen a lot.
Now the view's got to come out and hold themselves out again for Biden. Like the second batch. And, you know, if there's two batches, there's 100 batches, because his lawyers at $1,000 an hour aren't running around where he's been looking for documents. That doesn't happen.
Luckier person than Donald Trump, just as we're this close to getting him.
But you
somehow,
know what?
Thought the law was the law, right? I mean, you're going to enforce the law. It doesn't matter who. We heard that from Merrick Garland. Like, we are enforcing the law. No one is above the law. The view, every Democratic politician, no one's above the law. And now Trump got lucky. I mean, prosecute both if they broke the law, right?
Yeah. But here's the thing. Biden is wrong to have done this. He was in office for 40 years.
Let's find out what this is first.
Biden said there were classified documents, and they were in his garage. But it was locked, so it was okay. I mean, that's what he said out of his own stupid mouth.
One of the things gets me crazy is before we know, it's already been spun.
Just like they spun the Trump thing. Remember that? Like they said, he was a Russian agent. Let's go down. He should go down prison right now. They spun it the second they got it. So again, how you could think the view is anything but editorial for the DNC, I don't know.
Specific way. I don't want to see that. I want to see someone explain to me, A, how it's possible that after all this time, nobody knew This.
Of course they knew. They realized if they're going to burn Trump, better make sure Biden doesn't have anything, right? And then his lawyers or whoever, their lackeys, go digging around. Or somebody had the goods on him. There's two options. They realize Biden's probably got it. We should check and just fess up so we can burn Trump. Or someone had the goods. They knew we had the documents. Maybe a mole inside the DNC. I don't know. Let's put our tinfoil hat on and figure it out.
To me, if you're missing classified information, I don't mean to laugh, but in my house, if stuff is missing, I know it's missing.
Your house ain't the U.S. government, honey. I mean, this person's a complete moron. And people, women in particular, who's the biggest demo here, listen to this. Watch this show. It's unbelievable.
Apple research to you. Does it feel like the Republicans are behind it?
Right.
It did originally, but I'm sorry. But not now. Because
so it's Oppo research. They planted the documents with the amount of Secret Service running around. Everybody's got a snitch device in their pocket. These people are complete lunatics. I mean, again, this show, when Barbara Walter started, it was supposed to be, you know, interesting for people who sit it on their ass at home. But it makes no sense. They're completely leftist lunatics, and they want you to give up your gas stove. Meanwhile, they're going to cook on a gas stove, fly private, and have armed security. But give up your gun, by the way.
One of the things he's saying is that, you know, some of the locations where the docs may have been shipped in the transition taken and put. But
in his garage, okay, in his garage or his Penn office where he's a professor. And this guy's a complete lunatic moron. He's a professor. Hear me out. I don't like the guy, and the guy's stupid. Like, I didn't care for Obama, but the guy's not stupid. Different set of facts here. I mean, come on.
Still.
Classified material. Next
no
year,
big deal.
Corvette.
No big deal.
What were you thinking?
Let me, I'm going to get a chance to speak on all this, God willing, soon. But as I said earlier this week, people, and by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage.
Okay, you're not supposed to have the documents at all. And he can't declassify him as the vice president, so he shouldn't have them. They weren't declassified. There is no reason. At least Trump's card was, Trump card, hear that he was the president. He declassified them. You can see, you can have an argument. But Obama's got them. They all have them. I could see you get stuff mixed up. This guy had Ukraine documents after his son. That whole weird situation, no good.
Okay, so it's not like you're sitting out in the street.
But anyway. On the street, okay.
Yes, as well as my Corvette. As I said earlier this week, people know I take classified documents and classified material seriously.
That's not taking it seriously. They're in your garage next to your Corvette. That's not taken seriously. Or in a public office, basically, at Penn. It wasn't like a locked office that his lawyers found. Do you believe that for a second? That his lawyers are just casually hanging out all the places he could store stuff at $1,000 an hour and finding documents? Something's fishy here.
I also said we're cooperating fully and completely with the Justice Department's review.
Nothing will happen.
As part of that process, my lawyers reviewed other places where documents from my time as vice president were stored, and they finished the review last night.
They weren't looking in your garage. Someone either said they're in the garage. I mean, this is so odd. This is too odd to be true. It's too stupid to be stupid. They find him in the garage. So his lawyers are looking. I mean, where would you look? Every place the guy's been, he could potentially store some. I mean, this is a situation. It's almost like a James Bond spy novel unfolding here.
They discovered a small number of documents of classified markings and storage areas and file cabinets in my home and my
none of that matters.
My personal library. This was done in the case of the Biden Penn. This was done in the case of the Biden Penn Center. The Department of Justice.
I can't even read his own scripted talking points right in front of him. Someone wrote the damn speech and he can't read it. I mean, if you love the Democratic Party, you got to say this guy's a complete moron. I know what you're thinking. Well, it's better than Trump. I hate Trump. This guy's better. But this is terrible. And everything's imploding. The economy's imploding. And this guy's a complete buffoon.
Department of Justice was immediately
spit it out, son.
And the lawyers arranged for the Department of Justice to take possession of the document. So you're going to see, we're going to see all this unfold. I'm confident.
Somebody had to have ratted him out. They didn't just casually find these documents. I mean, people went off the chain. Rob Reiner, you know, the whole Twitter sphere. When they raided Trump's house, they said, we classified documents. Of course they should raid it. They didn't make a public statement and say, hey, by the way, Trump, publicly, we want these documents and people, the public pressure. They raid the house, play Melania's underwear drawer. Seems kind of odd. And as lawyers just casually find the documents, I mean, does anybody, that never happens. That's not a real thing.
Thank you very much.
But I just wanted to clear that up.
I love this talking head more on diversity hire. She cannot spit it out. At least Jen Psaki was just a snake, mean, venomous, but she could duel with you. This one can't. She's not capable of this job. You know, she's a black vagina holder lesbian is why she's got the job. Kind of like the SCOTUS pick.
I understand you guys are going to have a lot of questions on this. I get that. I know you guys are going to have a lot of questions on process and specifics. And
when you got up there and made such a big deal and you raided Trump's house, there's going to be some questions. Like, who ratted Biden out? Had this happen? Because his lawyers didn't casually find this in his garage in Delaware. That's not a thing. That statement is total bull. How they found it, Penn. Whatever reason, somebody knew he had him, and they were searching everywhere possible. Can you imagine this three-ring circus clown show, people looking all over? Where'd Bi leave documents?
What I can tell you is that I'm not going to go beyond what the president laid out.
Okay.
I'm not going to go beyond
it.
What my White House counsel colleagues have stated. I would refer you to them for any other.
Of course you can't. Of course you can't. Okay. You know what? When I'm doing my research every day and going through all this garbage, I don't know. I think I'm just so irritated, so upset.
Wait.
I've completely lost my. I have to apologize to you guys. Lost my ability to even sort out the cuss words.
Come on, Jack. I want John Pierre to finish. Come on, man.
All right.
Let's listen to the. I'll cut it off.
Go ahead.
Counsel, colleagues have stated, I would refer you to them for any other specifics or additional information. I want to be prudent here. I want to make sure that we do this in the appropriate way.
I want to.
I've lost my ability to sort out the curse words in my brain because I'm thinking the same thing at the same time. You know, this is a load of BS. This is a load of crap. I'm thinking the same thing in my head, so I can't even filter it out anymore. How sad is that? So enraged by what you're hearing, I'm cussing in my head more than what I'm actually hearing. It's absolutely ridiculous. We the people are subject to hearing this crap.
It's our job.
I understand, and my job is to answer your questions.
It's a lie.
By the way, Mike, the name of the channel, quick.
It's hard to say. It's Ivar Blood Axe. I'm sorry, it's I-V-A-R, Ivar, Indigo
Blood
Victor Alpha Romeo Space Blood Axe, one word. B-L-O-O-D-A-X-E, Blood Axe. I mean, I'm sorry. I got to say, thank you for bringing this to our attention. This guy, you know, aside from the S words, he's, come on. I mean, who can argue with this? Listen.
That's our job.
I understand, and my job is to answer your questions. So here we go.
Well, I've listened to this guy for years now. He actually has other channels. This is his good one. The other channels, he's all into hate against trans people, hate against fat people, transphobic, fatphobic.
Oh, he's fat shaming. Oh no. You want to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break really quick. Guys, we'll be right back.
Hey man, wake up and- Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You're asking me to stay. Say please, please, please don't go away. Because I'm giving you the blues, baby.
All right. Yeah. So what a fiasco, right? Oh, we got a man with dementia. Well, before we get into all that, let's talk about these women.
Come on, Jack.
Can we? I guess let's have a short misogyny break here.
What are we doing?
Let's talk
dude?
About the women.
Can we have a real woman? Can we have
just a real woman?
Wait, the last real woman. I mean, forget all the Republican women. Who was it? The
last real woman I ever known was my mother.
There you
they
go.
Don't make them like that anymore.
Yeah. She should have been in Congress, but who is the black woman in Congress? I have to bring this up every time. I think I just type in black woman in Congress. Not Mad Maxine Waters. You know who I'm talking about.
I know who you're talking about. You know me and names. I don't do names.
Yeah, we're not.
I don't have
good.
Space in my head.
Hang on, I gotta do conservative maybe.
When it comes to names and numbers, like I just don't have enough space in my head. I gotta clean my hard drive all the time. rid of the cash, get rid of the junk files.
I think I've tried to tell you this before. You do know the Sherlock Holmes thing. It was like he always forgets facts that aren't relevant. You know, that's important. But if you're not forgetting facts that aren't relevant, folks, you might be getting pwned. I can't remember her name. Oh, come on. It was whatever. Maybe somebody will call in and tell us. It's the black congresswoman that even John Stadtmiller himself, the only woman he wanted. I mean, it wasn't about Congress or I'm sorry. It wasn't about black women. It was the only woman that he wanted to talk to, you know. She was cool. Now all I get now is Candace Owens. I don't remember who it was.
Okay, well, what's your point? Yeah. What were you going to say about her?
Oh, that she was like the Ron Paul. You know, someone that understood reality and wasn't going to take any BS. You know, we're going to leave out the S word here. Oh, what was her name? So good. I'm sorry. Everybody's been talking about Sheila Jackson Lee for like a week, so I can't remember.
Well, I want to say that, you know, as far as the press secretary there, I'm gonna have to kind of disagree with our homeboy here. Jen Psaki.
Yeah.
She had so many lies that she had to keep up with, and she had. You can see press conference after press conference after press conference of her having, you know. Right to disk errors, that's what I call them, where she's just so perturbed.
We're going to circle that, back.
We'll circle back. Is she the first House Speaker, or I'm sorry, Press Secretary to quit in the middle of someone's term, of a president's term?
No.
Is she?
Apparently,
she's got to be the first in my lifetime.
It's kind of normal. You know, usually they go a year, maybe two, and then...
Really?
Yeah.
Because she was breaking underneath the pressure. I've got to say it. She couldn't handle it anymore. So that's why they brought in, you know, ultra-libtard, you know, you can't say anything about this person because she's black, because... she's a woman, because she's a lesbian, you know, checking all three boxes, just like that Garner, you know, that's what's important, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I mean, I'm not going to speak against civil rights and equal rights and all that stuff. We need that. But when you use it as a political tool to grandstand and to push policies that are hurting everybody, then that just doesn't make any sense. Giving up the Lord of War for this basketball player, she's got to be the most expensive trade in the history of the women's NBA. I can tell you that.
you gotta love that. We're gonna give up the main character in a movie of. We can skip. Let's skip the break. But the main character...
Well, no, take the break so you can find out the name of that woman.
I'll see.
Let's do a little research here.
All right.
We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Back from break, and yeah, talking about the situation here with Biden and his administration. Did you find the name of that congresswoman?
No, I'm still not finding it. I don't understand. I mean,
all right. Well, I'm gonna get to the point here. So this is. I totally agree with Ivar here. We'll just call him that. He never actually expresses his name. He just has names of the channels. But yeah, The View. I know we should. You got a handful of cackling hens that. Normally, society would not bat an eye at, you know, just like one of those situations better
okay,
seen
I'm
than
I'm jumping
than heard.
In. It's Cynthia McKinney. Cynthia McKinney.
Okay. And I just want to say, yeah, people just, I don't know why people are listening to The View, why people would care about these people on The View. They're not congresswomen like Cynthia, right? I mean, I can't tell you, I haven't even watched one full episode of The View ever in my life. I just know there's Joyce Behar. I don't know what she does, what she's done beforehand. Is she a comedian or something? Or I don't know what any, the only person that's actually recognizable to me is Whoopi Goldberg. And oh my God, if there was anyone on this planet that could ever make me ashamed of being an African American, it's that woman. If there's anybody that could come close to the possibility of doing that, it would be that woman. She, every time she opens her mouth, it pisses me off. She should not be a representation of myself, my culture, and my people, because she is. The thing is, she's an actress. Does she? Is this like her getting paid by the deep state to do this, or does she believe the BS that she spews? I mean, she's like a broken clock, except for I've never actually seen her been right, not even twice. How many times has she been forced to come onto the air under threat of lawsuit because she said some inaccurate, defaming, slanderous statement that was completely false? How many times? You know what? I can't sit through an episode of that show. If there's anybody out there with the capability to stomach the show, I hope somebody puts out a compilation reel of her having to apologize. Because obviously there's no fact checking. You got a group of women who are just spewing opinions with no political power except for their influence on the minds of the people who are, you know, mind slaves to their show.
That's our job.
I understand, so, and my job is to answer your question. So here we go.
Yeah, you know what? You should definitely isolate that and put that in the
Oh man!
On the soundboard.
It's too good. Come on. I mean, you know, it's my job,
and my job is to answer your question. So here.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, we were talking off the break on the break that say what you want about Jen Psaki, the venomous redhead snake, but Jean-Pierre. Has she ever said anything that actually means anything? It's kind of a big deal. And you as a black man, me, like I said, I don't know if I can say this on the air, but as a scrawny white boy and you as a beefy black man, what are they trying to do here? Like, let's put the ridiculous black woman up, you know, because we have the ridiculous.
I identify as a chocolate demon.
I mean, the ridiculous black woman who she never even answers the question. At least Jen Psaki would circle back. This chick, I don't know what she
doesn't want to keep up with the lies. Lies of this administration broke Jen Psaki. I mean, it broke her.
And maybe Jean-Pierre, maybe she's, you know, maybe you can, you know, you
she
have
can't
a, you have
answer
a,
any questions. Yeah. She's there for deflection. Okay, when she first got in that position, for a long time, while she's sitting behind the podium, she's like doing a shuffle through papers. Oh, I don't know right now. Huh? I don't know. I don't know about that right now. And you know, just because she's fresh, she's new, but after a while, that's gotten old.
Yeah.
Right.
It gets
real old.
You can't
play stupid anymore. Yeah.
You can only circle back so long. And hey, that's the white girl, and she sucked. She sucked really bad.
The thing is, though, because she's a black lesbian woman, any questions that get asked of her now, it's her place to get offended.
Yeah.
And get angry at questions.
Yeah, she's
and move
mad.
On.
Yeah, she's mad.
She's mad all the time.
She's mad, though. Dude, I swear, that it's kind of the worst thing you want in your White House spokesperson, whatever you want to call him. Is
it's supposed to be a representative of the administration.
Yeah.
The mouthpiece.
Just answer some questions. Say something. You know, I swear she says nothing ever, which is it's
weird.
But
if you criticize her,
you're racist. You're racist.
Or you're a chauvinist.
She should have claimed she was.
You're homophobic.
Let's just say she should have said she was lesbian, black, and Jewish, and then she would be completely, you know, the armor would be full. She would have nothing, but apparently she's only lesbian, black, and also orange hair. I don't know. Kind of a little too close to Trump. You know, we had Jen Psaki. She was the Raggedy Ann of.
She's got to seem like a super progressive, you know, of course, yeah. Blue hair would be unacceptable. They can't show their colors. That they can't be that blatant.
Marge Simpson's got some skills here.
Looking like these Gen Zs with their blue hair and whatever, you know, that's whatever. Okay.
Well, green hair and horn.
Yeah, the green.
Horn rimmed glasses. You know.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's basically, that's, she can't, if she were to do that, you know, America hasn't gotten to that point yet, but just to do, still, she's got to represent, that's the direction that we're going. So, it's absolutely ridiculous. And I want to jump on Biden. Here
I understand, and my job is to answer your question.
Biden, nobody... Okay, the thing about Trump, like, you talk about classified documents or unclassified, if you unclassified them, whatever. You talk about sensitive information. The feds had to go and dig tear everything apart. Some stuff was in a locked safe, right? Just they had to go and get that stuff and locate it. Like a hostage extraction. Biden, on the other hand, was caught because this self-important moron, delusional moron, he got caught. I don't know if you've seen the video, but he's talking about his Corvette. He got caught because the documents are in boxes in his garage.
Come on,
he's
man.
He's talking about, oh, my garage is locked.
They're locked up, man.
Anybody can break into your house. He doesn't have a huge house like Trump. With vault rooms and things like that. He's got a upper middle class home with, I think, one garage door, maybe two. From the camera angle, you can only see one garage door. And he's back. My garage was the same size. Okay? There's only so much room in a car garage. Okay, that boxes piled up stacked on top of each other, rather, boxes. If nobody's home and I wanted to get those documents, okay, all you have to do is get, if you really want to get in and force your way, well, really, all you got to do is just, if you have a vehicle, just back into the damn thing.
Come on. Everybody knows me and you could get the documents.
Tire iron. Just get it underneath the lip, pop it up a little bit.
You can strip
the damn thing off the rack, roll it up as much as you can. It'll be a little bit heavy because the suspension will be off of it, but you can put a car jack underneath it. It would only take anybody with normal home tools to get at it. Now, if you were just trying to go get the documents from Trump's home, I know he's got security.
Well,
I know he's got a home security. He had it in safe.
I'm not getting the documents. I'm not getting the documents. The documents from Trump, that's going to...
You're not getting them.
Yeah, that's going to take... That's an operation.
You got to be a safe cracker.
Yeah, that's an operation.
You got to be a safe cracker.
Biden's documents, we can get those. Trump...
We can get those.
Hey, I think it was Kissinger said, the illegal we can do immediately, the unconstitutional takes a little more time. It's kind of like that. Like,
yeah,
the Biden documents, we can get those immediately. The Trump documents takes a little more time. We're going to need we got to plan an operation there. That's
And apparently those documents was from when he was vice president, so he had no legal right to have those documents. Yeah.
Can we talk about that? Why is this
not being impeached?
Yeah, why is this not an issue that he's a vice president? You don't have declassification privileges, and I don't even care. Like, no one even knew about it until Trump wanted to say, I declassified the documents. We never even, I don't think anybody else knew about this, maybe a few people. But now, Joe Biden, as vice president, just stacked up documents by his Corvette in his garage
by the way,
owned by Hunter or whatever.
Well, they're worried about espionage, okay? They're worried about espionage. That is espionage. Potential threat to whoever, because he had no authorization to even... A vice president can't say, hey, CIA, I want this information, I want that information. No, he's got to come with a letter from the president, his boss, before he can... demand something.
Yeah, he's got to talk.
The vice president really doesn't have a lot of power to do anything.
They're literally just the head of the Senate, and other than that, they follow the president's orders. I think we do have a caller.
Let's get to Mikey Kentucky. Go ahead.
Who am I talking about? Let me read you a couple things here. Described as a no pushover, did not let anyone frighten them, from President Bill Clinton to the last man in the House garage. A way of seeking to motivate her constituents and other women elsewhere. She was the first to file articles of impeachment on President George W. Bush, and the first to demand an investigation into the events leading to September 11th terrorist attacks.
The famous
photo of her from Reuters, where she looks like a deer in the headlights, has been used to portray Cynthia McKinney as an idiot. She has a PhD. I didn't know all this. I was just looking her up when you were trying to figure out who she was. I knew. I remember all the media portraying her as an idiot.
Okay.
She served six terms.
Yeah, we're talking about Cynthia McKinney. Awesome.
Well, in some ways, she's too headstrong. In that way, she was kind of stupid. But she got herself shot trying to deliver medical supplies to Gaza or crayons, I think, and spent some time in Israeli prison. But what she was dumb about, I guess, is she ran against Obama in 2008 on the Green Party, left the Democratic Party to run on the Green Party. Who knows? It's a clown show, but she does have a master's in law and diplomacy from Tufts and a PhD in leadership, but that, who knows, it may be honorary in 2015. I didn't know this all about her, but, you know, I remember her being portrayed as pretty darn stupid.
I understand, and my job is to answer your question. So here we go. Let's go.
Being portrayed more stupid than someone who's trying to be portrayed as everything the Democratic Party could hope for, like AOC?
I think she went off the ranch is what happened. She kind of went, she didn't stay in her role,
yeah.
I guess.
No, Cynthia McKinney broke a lot of molds that she was supposed to be set into.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like I said, John Stadtmiller, believe me, I spent a lot of time sending emails to Cynthia McKinney saying, John Stadtmiller wants to interview you. So
she wouldn't do it.
Well, I think we may have had her on one time. I don't know.
Okay.
Obviously she was busy. I'm not going to hold it against her, but yeah, we're not like, oh, you know, CNN or Fox News here. I think she would probably have liked to have had an appearance, but
if you're anti-Israeli at all, look out.
Uh-oh. Whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
No American is above the law. If we allow a president to violate the most basic and fundamental level, the trust of the people, and then continue to govern without a process for holding him accountable, what does that say about our commitment to the truth, to the Constitution? And, of course, she's stuck in the word democracy.
Okay, well, hey, let's move forward because we're hearing about the Davos meeting. I know Mike in Kentucky, I know you know the Davos meeting. And
just quickly, before you say anything,
I hear that Soros and Klaus Schwab are not going to be there because of whatever reason. So we'll see what happens.
The heat's on them.
Oh,
of course not.
Yeah,
there.
The heat. But let's see what Mike may have something here.
I was going to say Operation Sandman is what I got an alert on, and that is Saudi Arabia exiting the petrodollar. I haven't fully vetted that yet.
Well,
I think it came from Brighteon. Yeah, it came from Brighteon, which is, take it with a grain of salt, you know, who that is.
Well, there are several countries that are going back to the gold standard. And that is a power move against New World Order and to break the police force, you know, the DOD that we have around the planet. We are going to, there's going to be a World War III. Because of this.
Well, this was during a World Economic Forum Davos interview on Bloomberg TV. Mohammed Al-Jadan, Minister of Finance of Saudis, said that he will gladly accept all currencies for selling oil transactions. You know what happened to Iran and, the internet got cut when they tried to hit their oil bore. So we had snap, crackle, pop, like four internet cables that cut them off from the world. Go snap, crackle, pop. And then Saddam wanted to end Gaddafi. They all wanted to do something outside the petrodollar. And, of course, you got Brazil, Russia, India, and China, the BRICS, that are also putting the global dominance of the dollar in a little bit of jeopardy. And those are the countries that were part of that PNAC plan, aren't they? A lot of them.
Yeah, I mean, this is just, it's going to be this whole, I mean, listen, you got to understand there's the resistance. I mean,
well, nobody knows what's going to happen next.
The world is was not going to put up with the United States police, global police dominance forever.
Well, it's like NATO. They agreed to help protect Saudis. And so Saudi Arabia has basically been the 52nd state or something, with Israel the 51st. You know, Saudi's a puppet state pretty much since the 70s. That was part of the petrodollar agreement, I think, was that they would protect the Saudi kingdom as long as the Saudis only demanded U.S. dollars for oil transaction settlements. Well, that's going out the window now. So nobody knows what's next, really. We can guess the cryptocurrency the Fed's trying to launch, or I don't know.
And nobody's going to want that.
Gary, I hate to break it to you, but the world is on the brink of disaster.
Yeah, and that's the truth. I mean, then again, in the bigger scheme of things, the more chaos disorder you have, the more of the breakdowns you're going to have. It plays right into the hands of the globalists. But if you do have the factions that want to break off, create their own economy before our own collapse, well, that's going to mean a World War III.
Well, and we're assuming that these globalists actually are competent. I think, you know, just like a lot of...
They don't have to be competent.
Overambitious empires collapse.
Well, but they don't have to be competent. As long as the people are sheep and won't stand up and fight, at least stand up and get educated, they don't have to be competent. We're just going to go along with all their incompetency. That's the problem.
Yeah, I hear some music, man. I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you for calling in, brother. And just good to hear something to do with me.
Last week in Paris, we got four terrorists with a weapon of mass destruction.
Yeah, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. Remember, in the land of revenge, name of Third Eye's King. Educate yourselves.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the Red Pill.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Say hello to my little friend!
Conan! What is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women. That is good. That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.